Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast for you on this Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend in the NFL. Up and down for myself, good on FanDuel. Unfortunately, when you play the three-entry max contests, and they've got two of them, so you're making six lineups, and your good lineup is in the $4 version and not the $5.55, that kind of sucks. So not a great week over on DraftKings, so we're going to make it up for you today, potentially with some daily fantasy hoops talk. So that's what we're going to get into today. Also, a quick recap of the big DK final last night. Congratulations to Chess is Okay. He won $2 million over on DraftKings last night. Also, a shout out Cal Spears. Not a bad performance by him and Big T in the live final, but Cal finished second in the three-entry max over there on DraftKings, so nice little payday for him on that one. Good weekend all around. I think he was like fifth over on FanDuel, too, in their Sunday Million. So he was on it this week, but we are going to help you out with some NBA tonight. Before we do, we thank our friends at Fantasy Draft. They've been a loyal sponsor here of this podcast for a while, and if you like what we're doing here on this show, then certainly hope you go over there and give them a chance to earn your business. So, again, click through our links here on Roto Grinders, and I think you'll like what you see. You've got lots of flexibility in terms of the roster builds over there. And remember, always improving their products. I know they're on the brink of rolling out an Android app. Obviously, they've already got theirs for iPhone, which is tremendous. So I hope you check them out. I think you'll enjoy their experience and support people who allow us to do things for free, like this very podcast, fantasydraft.com. All right, let's get rolling into NBA tonight, because it is a monster slate for us for a Monday. Sometimes they're not big, but this week it's a big one. So a lot of players, a lot of things to discuss. Who's in, who's out? Let's kind of first go on that side of things. Joel Embiid is going to be out for you tonight for Philadelphia. And clearly we've got Rashawn Holmes, we've got Dario Saric. Those guys probably get the largest upgrade on that news. We're waiting on Kristaps Porzingis. He was basically going to go to shoot-around, or did go through shoot-around this morning, but they're calling it like a true game-time call. If you looked at the box score, it looked like the usage bump went over to Michael Beasley, who gave you about 40 fantasy points in like 37 minutes last game. So keep your eye on that bit of news, and that's something that we need to monitor. Looks like Jimmy Butler is questionable for today as well. Kind of back spasms, left the game early. He's been playing a pile of minutes. I wouldn't be shocked if they gave him the day off today, and if he would be out, potentially maybe somebody like Shabazz Muhammad may move into that starting lineup. Could be a value option for you. Still no Draymond today. Looks like he's going to miss again, which means we should likely see more Jordan Bell, Omri Caspi there for the Golden State Warriors. Let's see. Steven Adams, concussion. Dakari Johnson is the guy who is going to play like 13 extra minutes than normal, but he's not any good. I wouldn't worry about him for fantasy. Rudy Gobert out for Utah for like the next month. Ekpe Udo played really well last time out. Now, Ekpe Udo, I think a big reason for that was I think Favors might have missed that game. Now, Favors would be out here against Houston, then absolutely, you know, we could look to Ekpe Udo. But Favors, you know, he's in kind of concussion protocol. We'll see if he is cleared this morning for that. Also, Trevor Booker in that Philly game, he's going to be out too for the 76ers. Let's see. Kawhi Leonard should be back after the day off. I'm trying to see if there's anything new here. I think that's pretty much it. Still no Steph Curry. Looks like Austin Rivers will return. Dennis Smith Jr. may return today. Obviously, if he does, we can probably ignore Yogi Ferrell if he is out. Yogi Ferrell is going to be back in play potentially for us again today against Phoenix, who is a team that just sucks on defense. So there we have it. Let's go through it. Let's hit it up position by position, guys that you know, we're looking at for cash games, tournaments, and we always start at the point guard spot. And clearly Russell Westbrook is on the high end of things, 11-2 here against Denver. And from the DVP side of things, this one works out pretty well as I think, let me bring the first look up here. We've got Denver checking in at 26th DVP, 27th in efficiency, and 26th in DRPM. So defensive rating plus minus, I believe that stands for. So Westbrook in a really good spot here, and I'm fine with playing him. There should be enough value to make it work. And you look at some of the other players, again, on FanDuel in particular, you got James Harden priced up, not so much on DraftKings. Durant's going to be a tough fade as well against the Lakers, and a guy who's just really picked up the usage and the fantasy production with the loss of Draymond and Steph Curry. So, you know, we obviously have numerous options to play today, and Russell Westbrook should clearly be near the top of that list in this home game against Denver. Chris Paul at 9,900 on FanDuel, that feels like a little bit too expensive of a number for me to roll out. Let's see what we got him over on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings, okay, because definitely has, you know, different salaries there. Let's see, 99 on FanDuel, 9K on DraftKings, and 17K on Fantasy Draft. Feels almost like the fantasy draft number is the best one we've got for him. I mean, even 9K, it's a big number against Utah. But here's the thing about Utah. Rudy Gobert is out. We know defensively they're not as efficient as they are when he's in the lineup. So I don't think we necessarily have to fade all these guys. And we'll talk about James Harden here in just a minute. Let's see. We've got a few other players. Let's see what we've got here. I've got Mike Carter-Williams popping in our projections, but that doesn't make any sense for me on the price per dollar side of things, because I'm pretty sure that Kemba Walker is going to play, and I think Kemba makes a really nice play here against New York, who he did play on Saturday, so he should be good to go today, because you look at the numbers here for the New York Knicks, again, 18th in DVP, 18th in efficiency, and 14th in defensive plus minus. So, yeah, I think this is a nice get-right spot for Kemba Walker. At a moderate price tag, you know, again, only 8K over on FanDuel. Hasn't been in the 40s, but I think he could easily get there. I think he's a really, really safe play here today. DraftKings at 7,100. Fantasy Draft at 13K. Really like them. Like him over there in those spots. All right, we've also got Kyrie Irving today against Indiana. Definitely a guy who, you know, can score the basketball, can get you in the 40s and the 50s. The salary probably a little better on FanDuel today at 8,100. He's 85 on DraftKings, 15-4 on Fantasy Draft. So he's probably popping a little bit more there on FanDuel. Chris Dunn gets Philadelphia, again, a kind of banged up Philadelphia team or arrested Philadelphia team. And, you know, Dunn's been getting it done. Ew. But, you know, that $7,500 number on FanDuel is too much for me to pay. He has been 40 fantasy points or more in three of the last five games, and that's certainly making value there. I think the 12-4 on Fantasy Draft is potentially more in the cards. But the minutes, you know, I say that, he's still been under 30 minutes in three of the last four games. So I just don't like playing Bulls very much. Just don't like doing it. Rubio, shot in the dark against Houston at 49 on FanDuel. That's really cheap. 51 on DraftKings, 10K on Fantasy Draft. I'll probably pass on him there. But if you need two point guards, you could take a shot in the dark. He got over 30 a couple of games ago. Not a great matchup versus Paul, but at least it is more up-tempo, and the price is fair on him today. So GPP, put him in your script today. Okay, Damian Lillard gets Minnesota. It hasn't felt like we've had, like, monster season here from Damian Lillard. And you know, I say that, I look at the logs here. We've got, 46, 35, 30. Had a stretch of four games over 50 against New Orleans, Washington, Houston, Golden State. Four-game road trip here. Third game in four nights on the road in Minnesota. 8,900 on DraftKings, 87 on FanDuel, 16-2 on Fantasy Draft. I mean, I feel like he's priced probably right today. I probably wouldn't mind getting going up a little bit more if I can in that spot. So Damian Lillard, probably not my top play today. I'd rather go down to Kemba Walker or go up to Russell Westbrook. Let's see, Dennis Schroeder. I mean, I don't like playing guys against Miami. That's my problem. 7,200. He had a nice day against Memphis, who's another team we don't usually pick on. And, you know, coming off back-to-back double-doubles. But I just get a little bit weary rolling guys against Miami with how good of a defense they are. I'm going to pass probably on him, even though the price down is there. I don't know what's going to happen at Phoenix. Is it Ulis? Is it Mike James? Isaiah Cannon played a bunch of minutes the other day. I think that's a spot that I just want to pass on. You know, Dennis Smith Jr. could be interesting if he plays today because Phoenix is so bad defensively. But, you know, he hasn't played in the last, 12 days. So probably going to have a little bit of monitoring of minutes. I don't really see me pulling the trigger there. Jamal Murray only in a game stack. I don't really like him as a one-off at 5,700 on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel, 11-2 on Fantasy Draft. But if you're stacking that game up, I think you could play him opposite of guys like Westbrook and Paul George or Carmelo Anthony. If you want to get a whole game stack in there, that's fine. He's been playing big minutes, though. 38, 35 minutes against New Orleans and Boston each of the last two games. Not really a discount on him, but again, a guy who I think can contribute in that fashion. Lonzo Ball versus Golden State. I've actually been pegging Lonzo pretty good, you know, and he's, again, starting to shoot the ball with a little bit more confidence here. 5 for 11, 6 for 13 each of the last two games, 3 of 8, 3 of 6 from three-point range, and we know what we're going to get from him in rebounding and assist. You know, he's going to give you anywhere from, 6 to 10 in both of those categories night in and night out. So another guy that I don't think is the worst to pair up with some Golden State guys. Hopefully you get a competitive game there. Probably not, but, you know, I think they play an interesting brand of basketball. So I don't hate him for the price. Last game against this team, he had 36 fantasy points. Actually scored 15 real-life points that day. That's one of the better ones he's had this season. 10 assists. Only 2 rebounds and 1 steal, no blocks for him that day. So I think his salary's probably in the right spot right now. Might like him a little bit more on DraftKings, but certainly a guy that I don't hate using today. Okay, over at shooting guard tonight, we got to, you know, see if we can't dig up some value here. You know, Patrick McCaw against the Lakers. Not sure about him. You know, he played 29 minutes against Dallas the other day and couldn't get you 10 fantasy points, so it really makes it tough to pull the trigger there. It's a good matchup here against the 20th DVP of the Lakers. I still think it's kind of tricky. I don't really see me going there. I think the mid-range is where we want to go here. I'm not going to run through everybody because, you know, I mean, Wes Matthews, maybe against Phoenix we could play him for 4,800, but under 5K, there's not much else that I'm interested in. The guys that I'm looking at here today, I love Will Barton today at 67 against OKC. It is a tough DVP, and he has struggled in tougher matchups so far this season, but they really need him to play at a high level, and he has been lately. So 6,400 on DraftKings, only 6,700 on FanDuel. I think Will the Thrill is in play for us today. Donovan Mitchell loves to chuck and gets a matchup here against a team that you know, allows opponents to shoot the ball a heck of a lot. And, you know, really interesting stat lines from him. 11 for 16 last game, went for 31 fantasy points. Went 6 for 18 the game before, went for 36. 15 for 26 for 49 against Chicago. You know, they're probably going to get blown out, but they're going to need him to jack up shots again, and I'm fine with Donovan Mitchell. I don't think he's overpriced. And then Lou Williams as well. This is a tough matchup. You know, do we want to play Lou Williams versus San Antonio? I think it's a legit question to ask. 671 on FanDuel, 74 on DraftKings. I don't see how we don't. Again, yes, they're getting Austin Rivers back, but I think Gallinari's probably going to miss. And they just don't have people who can put the ball in the bucket. He is one of the guys who can do it. So I think we're going to have, we've got him projected at 37 DraftKings points, 36 on FanDuel, and I'm fine with that here. I don't think he's going to draw Kawhi Leonard defense. Maybe he will. I don't know. But Lou Williams, it's just by necessity they need this guy to really ramp up. So I like him better than Klay Thompson, who just has not been able to really step it up, you know, fantasy point-wise. I mean, he's been fine. He's safe. He's like in those 30s, but there just has not been those upside games. Last time against the Lakers, 6 for 12 from the field, 26 fantasy points against them in their first matchup this season. So, yeah, give me a Donovan Mitchell or a Lou Williams over him today. I think you can still play James Harden today, by the way, at 11K on FanDuel, 10.5 on DraftKings, 20K on Fantasy Draft. I might fade that one simply because, like I talked about, this team just is not that good defensively when you take Gobert out of the mix. And last time they played, he only had 40 fantasy points in 36 minutes. That's obviously not going to cut it for the salary, but he did score 29 real life points. The assists and rebounds were just down, like 5 and 3. So the scoring was pretty much there. The free throws were there. James Harden's a stud. You know, if you can get him into your lineups, do it. He's pretty good. I think that's about all that I'm looking at. CJ McCollum, you could maybe make an argument for against Minnesota today at 6,900, but again, third game in 4 nights for this team, ending, I believe, a road trip here, so he's all right. I mean, the price is fine on him. He just has not been overly explosive this season. And then I think KCP we can make an argument for on FanDuel at 5,400. He's more expensive on DraftKings. He's apparently missed the last game because he can't leave the state for like the next 26 days. So road games outside of the state of California, he can't play in. Luckily, Golden State Warriors are in the Golden State. Makes a lot of sense. So he can play in this one. Actually, it's a home game, so they're not even traveling anywhere. But he's only going to miss one other game. So don't be alarmed by the zeros, the Jordan Clarkson great game that he had the other day. I think that was truly connected to what we saw with him missing. And then, you know, J.J. Redick, he should play today, but he played 50 minutes the other night against OKC in that, you know, kind of overtime thriller that we had. It's a lot of minutes. Embiid is out. J.J. Redick is not, like, young by any standard. I mean, he should be able to get a few shots up. I just never play him. So I'm probably not going to play him today against the Bulls. So there we go. Shot in the dark play, Troy Daniels today. Shot, just complete shot in the dark, though. You know, if you're firing 50 lineups, put them in one or two. Okay, small forward, and we might have a little value here. David Nwaba, 4,900 on FanDuel, 42 on DraftKings, 85 on Fantasy Draft. Coaches like him, and he's an interesting guy. He's been over 24 fantasy points in 4 of the last 5 games, played over 30 minutes in 3 of those 5 games, and I like what he's, you know, bringing to the table here against Philadelphia. So even if he's coming off the bench, he's playing big minutes, and he does a lot of stuff. He's not relying on just one thing. So David Nwaba, nice little value play for you today. And Evan Turner, if he remains in that starting lineup, we'll see if that continues. I know we've got Nurkic back, but he did start last game. He's cheap at 3,800 on DraftKings and 3,800 on FanDuel, 74 on Fantasy Draft, and he's been playing bigger minutes as of late. I don't think I'm doing that unless I really need the stars and scrub it up, so definitely not a cash game play. Andre Iguodala, more value for you at this position. Again, playing some point guard, dished out 10 assists last game, but really screwed you because he only scored 2 points. If I told you Andre Iguodala got you 10 assists, you're going to love it. You're like 30 fantasy points in the bank. Not quite. But they just don't have a lot of other kind of ball handlers or whatnot to go with. You know, McCaw, meh. I mean, Durant's going to do the heavy lifting. He's the guy that we're going to want to play at small forward. But if we're playing 2, Iguodala against the Lakers, good spot for him today. Again, back to Durant. play him against the Lakers. He should be awesome today. Maybe this is finally the spot for TJ Warren to play better, because I really expected him to thrive with Devin Booker out, because they just don't have too many offensive playmakers, but he hasn't. In fact, it's been really bad lately. He's been under 30 fantasy points three consecutive games, and the price is down on him on DraftKings again today at 6,300. He's got a $1,500 difference between FanDuel and DraftKings. Fantasy draft 12-9. So I can see just not wanting to pay that number on FanDuel. It is pace down game for Phoenix. Pretty much every game is pace down for Phoenix, but I can certainly, you know, see him in play on DraftKings. He's going to get back to a 30-40 fantasy point game soon enough, I promise you. Okay, let's talk about a few other guys here. Butler, we're waiting on that news. Harrison Barnes against Phoenix, again, 7,100 over on FanDuel. DraftKings 68, Fantasy Draft 12-6. And we know Phoenix, they just are bad defensively. So Barnes should be able to get his, you know, normal number of shots up in this game. And what do we got him projected at? 34? It's probably about right. So, but that's, I feel pretty safe. I feel like that's a pretty decent floor for him here tonight. Paul George against Denver. Man, I keep playing Paul George on DraftKings because I'm like, it's Paul George. He's pretty good. He's finally came back the last two games, 42 and 39 after that dreadful game versus Indiana. So he's still in play over there on DK for sure at 76. 81 on FanDuel is not terrible. If you're doing a fair and balanced lineup, you know, he's going to play big enough minutes. He's going to, you know, fill up enough enough categories. I think for me, it's like, is he just going to score the basketball? You know, if he scores the basketball, he's going to be fine. So I like him a little bit today on DraftKings in particular. Let's see if we've got anybody else here. Wilson Chandler's been playing more minutes as of late, but that team's getting a little bit more healthy, but still 25 last game against New Orleans. I felt that they were underutilizing him. So 45 on DraftKings and on FanDuel, 86 on Fantasy Draft. Again, maybe part of a game stack. And I don't think it's today, but soon enough, Kawhi Leonard's going to get extended and minutes-wise, and you're going to want to play him. He's 6K on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings. So obviously be following us on the app, the Court IQ blog, be using that if you're a premium subscriber, because the moment that they say, you know, no minutes restriction, we got to fire Kawhi Leonard while his salary is low, because this guy's a mid 8K player and we got him at 6K, 7,300. I mean, he's been playing 15 and 16 minutes and he's been giving you 26 fantasy points. So when he gets, you know, doubling that, he's going to have 50 burgers. He did it all last year. So it's just a matter of catching it at the right time. Okay, moving on to power forward for us tonight. Again, Jordan Bell figures to draw the start in lieu of Draymond Green. And it's going to be a tough fade here at 4,700. 45 on DraftKings, 85 on Fantasy Draft. 24, 25 minutes the last two games gave you 30 and 24 fantasy points. So we've put the projection right in the middle at 28 today. I think he can easily get back up to 30 here. And a guy who, man, especially like the block shots, like the last two games, he had one block to show for, and he scored a total of, what, 55, 56 fantasy points. So he can definitely improve upon that. So I like him a good bit today on the value side of things. Dario Saric, another guy that almost a plug and play. If you look at the usage numbers, he gets the biggest bump off of Joel Embiid being out. DraftKings, I'm playing him at 58. FanDuel, I'm probably playing him at 65. I think he's going to shoot a bunch of shots, which we like. He's always, again, assist, rebounds are there, steals are there. We got him projected at 34 today. I think that's pretty fair. I think you can certainly go over that against a Bulls team that I'm not impressed about. Taj Gibson, fine at 5,800. Amir Johnson could drive up a few more minutes here today as well. I just don't love his game. I just don't think he's a really good player. But minutes equal money, and when he played 24 minutes against New Orleans, he had 30 fantasy points that day. So he can get there. And again, with Booker and Embiid out, they're going to need some bodies in there. So he's absolutely in play at 3,500. Ben Simmons, if you're paying up at this position, he's probably the guy you want. Another guy who gets a nice bump in usage without Joel Embiid. 51 minutes for him the other day, but man, he just does everything. Nearly a triple-double in that matchup. On DraftKings, we get him pretty high price there at 9,600. 17.5 on Fantasy Draft feels way too cheap on him, so be playing him over on our sponsor site tonight. I think that's all I'm looking to play at this position. I think those are most of the guys that that are drawing my interest. I'm trying to see if there's anybody I missed here. I think that's it. Let's get it over to the center spot. And Rashawn Holmes, expect him to be really chalky. Now, he's got multiple eligibility over there on DraftKings, so and he's cheaper over there at 4,100, 79 on Fantasy Draft. And I just think they're going to need him to play, you know, pretty big minutes again tonight. And he's been about fantasy point per minute player. So expect him to be pretty chalky today. I think he'll be the preferred target over Amir Johnson between those two. The other plays for us, again, FanDuel, you're only rostering one. So it's, I think it's pretty easy. You just kind of play him. Man, there's not much. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, maybe, against Portland here. Like, I don't feel like this is a good matchup for Nurkic. Like, I feel like Towns is just going to absolutely punish him. So let me see if they've played each other yet this season. Not looking like it. So Nurkic is back. He's played the last couple of games. I don't think this is a good spot for him. So Towns is expensive, though, at 10-7 on FanDuel. 8,800 on DraftKings, much more manageable. That's a better spot where you want to play him. 16-7 on Fantasy Drafts, absolutely fire away there. But on FanDuel, single center site, I mean, obviously we don't want to necessarily just play the chalk on all of our lineups, but man, I feel like Holmes is just really the path on that site today. And that's probably all I'm looking at. We've got an expensive Dwight Howard at 85, Al Horford at 76. Yeah, that's like right where he should be priced at. That 6,900 salary on DraftKings could tempt me a little bit where we can play multiple centers there. And then lastly, I'm going to throw one more name out there. Pau Gasol, been playing terrible the last three games. I don't think anybody is going to be on him here versus the Clippers. But this matchup could work out okay for him against DeAndre Jordan, who's not going to want to kind of be out on the perimeter. And if you look at it, 58 or 38 fantasy points for him against the Clips in the first matchup for them this season. So we've got him projected at, what, 26, 25. I think he can get back there potentially today, especially playing low minutes. This is the third game in four nights, but I think they've accounted for that. 17 and just 14 minutes for him against Dallas and Houston. So I think he's going to get a bigger workload tonight. Could be a nice cheap one-off for you from the Rashawn Holmes chalk. All right, that's it. That is the podcast for today. Good luck in your NBA contest. Be sure to tune into Grinders Live. If you're a premium subscriber, you get Crunch Time, the final 30 minutes with Andy Means. Just a great show. Loving that one. And again, if you're not a premium subscriber, I'm telling you, try the free trial out. You get 7 days of it. It means you get NBA all week long. You get NFL this week, you get NHL if you're into that, so be sure to check out our Roto-Grinders Premium, the best bang for your buck you're going to get anywhere in premium content, bar none, in the DFS space. I think you'll really enjoy it. I'll be back on the podcast tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks so much for listening, and until then, we will see you.